you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Ring, 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 ring. May I please speak with Zoe?
Oh, hello, Lamorne. Let's patch in Hannah.
God, I forgot what it was like working with you guys.
Welcome to our show.
Welcome to our show. So it's just me today because I am the one who has been promising you guys a very special episode. Yes, that's a pun. No, I will not apologize for it. I love puns. So today it is a full episode of Where's the Bear? Y'all know I've been alone on this hunt, okay, with Zoe and Lamorne. But thankfully, I've had all of you, and there are some supporters of this theory out there. And I have been listening to all of your voice memos and your emails, your DMs. I've been reading it all. And this episode today is dedicated to proving that there is a bear or something bear adjacent in every episode of season one of New Girl. Okay, you guys, let's go bear hunting.
Where's the bear?
Episode one, the pilot. Okay, so you guys remember the pilot. Jess had just been cheated on by Spencer, and the gang encourages her to get back out there and date. So she does, and then Classic gets stood up by the first guy she takes a chance on. But then the roomies all show up in the nick of time. Told you I love puns. And they serenade her with a bear-themed, I've had the time of my life. I can't sing. I can do puns, but I can't sing. With a ballad, okay? Clear as day. Bear, okay? We got to thank Anna A. because that first clue came from her, and she wrote us this very lovely letter. She said, I wanted to share that when my friend Megan and I heard about the potential bear reference in every episode, we started bear hunting. Yes, just like me. Gone were the days of just passive TV watching. We were on a mission. Yes, just like me. so many bears. The bear picture on the fridge was handy, but a disappointing device to fall back on. Did I write this letter? I mean, this is exactly what I think. But there were still enough bears in every other episode that we thought maybe it could possibly be true. However, even when we knew the theory was nonsense, don't offend me now, it was still so fun to pass newfound references back and forth. I've attached our note where we've been keeping track. Hope you enjoy. I do enjoy, Anna. I do. So let's get into it. Okay, episode 2, Kryptonite. Now, obviously, this one's trickier, right? There is the bear picture on the fridge, which I know everybody has said is problematic. Okay, but this is kind of the first time we're using it. So I think that in this episode, they get to claim it. All right. It happens at minute 1:46. So I'm going to just say the bear on the fridge belongs to episode 2, Kryptonite. So we're still on track. The theory is still true. Okay. We love you, bear on the fridge, even if it's technically cheating. Episode 3, The Wedding. Now, this is the one where we're now doing a little bit of a stretch. We're expanding our minds in the bear world. Because everybody has said the bear in this episode is the bear feet, where Jess and Winston are blowing bubbles. That's at minute 16 and 30 seconds. Okay? Now, I will be honest. I did not come up with that theory. Because that was the first bear fact I had to look up. And thankfully, all of y'all online have been doing your due diligence. So I don't see that as cheating. That's me just crowdsourcing the answer. That's what we're doing. We're doing this together. So thanks to Shrimpy McWaddles on Reddit for helping us find that one in Wedding. And yes, I'm counting it. Episode 4, Naked. Now this one, you can't argue with me, okay? Winston literally says, and I quote, "We've got nothing to worry about. Everybody has their moment. A bear might fall on our trampoline. We don't have to figure it out right now. It's right there at minute 19 and 56 seconds. Bam. Episode 5, CC Crashes. This one is clear as day. There is no argument. At minute 9 and 25 seconds, Jess herself says, "He's from Chicago." That's how people from Chicago say Jess, like bears and milk. Bam. Locked and loaded. Perfect. I also want to shout out a Biscuit Butt, because Biscuit Butt said to us, a little message, said, on the find the bear thing, "I feel like there's a pass for any time you can't find it if Nick is in the episode, because he's basically a bear himself." First of all, one, I love bears. Two, I love a solid burn. So thank you, Biscuit Butt. Episode 6, Thanksgiving. This is solid. You cannot argue with it, okay? Paul Genslinger says to Winston on Jess having three roommates at minute 6 and 54 seconds, "It's like Goldilocks and the three bears. I bet you're the bear who has the bed that's just right." Wham, bam. There you go, ma'am. Okay? We also have another one in this episode. Jess on having sex with Paul, and I quote, "I want to do it standing up and sitting down and half up and half down and the wiggly one and the bear attack and the claws in the head." Hey, that's at minute 13 and 44 seconds. So far, we are crushing it. Okay. Episode 7, Bells. Ding dong. Okay, we have the bear poster at minute 8 and 17 seconds. Moving right along. Episode 8, Bad in Bed. Ooh, so on this one, teamwork really does make the dream work. So Sage sent us a TikToker, a BuzzFeed article, and an IG user who were all tracking the bears. Thank you so much for being on my team. And she wrote, in the Bad in Bed episode, she pointed out the bear in the fridge, but also a bear in the flowers of the baby shower. Credit goes to Lisa Day, LGDay0329, on Instagram. Apparently, Lisa actually has a video recounting every bear sighting through like season 7. Girl, you after my own heart. You will not let this go. Thank you for making me feel not so alone. Episode 9, The 23rd. This one's easy. Minute 2, 41 seconds. There is a build-up bear shop in the mall background. Boom. Episode 10, Story of the 50. So we have two bear sightings in this one. One is said by the male stripper at minute 10 and 30 seconds. Is this stripper pole weight bearing? Now, a lot of you will not count that. Guess what? I do. The word bear in any context works for me. All right. But just in case you don't, thankfully, we have Chelsea M. And she wrote to us about her bear sighting. Here's what she said. I just listened to the Story of the 50 podcast and just got done watching the episode. Hannah said she couldn't find the bear and wanted to know where it was and if anyone found it. See, I have friends. Y'all helping me out. So she says it happens right after the charcuterie conversations. You briefly see a bottle of honey shaped like a bear at the table Jess is sitting at. It's only for a brief second. It is so easy to miss. I had to rewind to make sure that what I saw was actually a bear and not just my brain thinking it was a bear. This is dedication. This is what it takes. This is the village, you guys. Appreciate it. So far, we're crushing it. Episode 11, Jess and Julia. We got two. Two for you. Jess to Julia at minute 11 and 29 seconds. I don't talk like Teddy Ruxpin. And if you don't know who Teddy Ruxpin is, listen, I ain't your mama, okay? Google it. But it's a bear. There's also a bear on the California flag at minute 14. So that's two. Episode 12, The Landlord. Now, this one was trickier. We haven't found a bear literally in the episode, but one of the executive producers on the show, his name was Brett Bear. Hello, still is Brett Bear. Hello. And his name is in the opening credits right there, written in black and white at the top of the episode. And I'm using it. I feel like that's my get out of jail free card. Brett Bear, you are going to be the bear in episode 12 of The Landlord. Episode 13, Valentine's Day. All right. This one is also super easy, slam dunk, minute 11 and 34 seconds. Cliff, Julia's assistant, holds a teddy bear. Yes, right there, a literal bear. See? There's also a Valentine's teddy bear that sits in Julia's office, and you see it in minute 16 and 45 seconds. Thank you, Valentine's Day. Making my heart full. Episode 14, the bully episode. We have a literal bear. All right? Literal bear. Teddy bear science project on a kid's desk in Jess's classroom. That is at minute 3 and 15 seconds. Great. Perfect. This is what I want. Literal bears. This is how we hold up our theory. You can't argue with a literal bear. Episode 15, injured. Oof. Okay, so I genuinely struggled with injured trying to find the bear. But there is actually multiple bears. Jess tells a Daniel Boone joke who hunted bears. Is that too much of a stretch for you guys? That's at minute 10. So a lot of people were not accepting of the Daniel Boone joke one, okay? But thanks to Chelsea, one of our listeners, she sent this in. She said, Hannah, I know I'm a little late, but I found the bear in the injured episode. Oh, thank you, Chelsea. There is a baby on the bulletin board in the waiting room of Sadie's office dressed in a bear costume. Maybe someone else had already found it, but I was excited and figured I had to share. I'm here for the search, bear emoji. Yes, Chelsea. So we went and looked for it. It is there at minute 2 and 16 seconds. Bam. So episode 16 is Control. Now, I actually really struggled in trying to find the bear in this, and so I put the call out. Anybody, help me find this bear in Control. And Johanna wrote to us with a bear sighting and a timestamp. Thank you. So here's what she said. My name is Johanna, and I want to start by saying I'm a huge fan of New Girl. It's become my favorite comfort show over the past few years while I'm in graduate school, and it's the only show that still makes me laugh out loud every time I watch it, even though I've seen it multiple times. Thank you. I'm a total believer in the theory, yes, that there is a bear in every episode, so I'm here to join Hannah's bear hunt team. Please, please join. I need as many people as possible. I'm not sure if someone else has already pointed out this particular bear yet, but I know in the podcast episode about episode 16, Control, you all said you couldn't find a new bear, but there is one In the scene where Nick and Winston are at the grocery store, timestamp 14 minutes and 27 seconds, there is a stuffed teddy bear lying on top one of the shelves, and you can spot it in the top left corner of the screen over Winston's head. And you know what Johanna did for us? She actually sent a picture. She took a picture and put that in the email and sent it to us. Proof. Thank you, Johanna. Apparently, also in this episode of Control, there are bear hats for sale in the background of the boardwalk. That's at minute 6 and 7 seconds. So many bears. I couldn't find one. This is why I need this village all around me. I appreciate you. Episode 17, Fancy Man, Part 1. This one may be a little bit of a stretch, but sometimes we got to do it. That is healthy for the body and mind. You got to stretch sometimes, okay? Shelby praises Schmidt on his trivia. Quote, I mean, what was the answer you got? Calvin Coolidge birthplace? Now, Calvin Coolidge owned a pet black bear. That's at minute 1 and 33 seconds. I'm going to take it, you guys, okay? I'm going to take it.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah! I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to our show.
Now, episode episode 18, Fancy Man Part 2. Because look, if you didn't like my Fancy Man Part 1, let's just see the Fancy Man episodes all as one. Okay? So this could count for Part 1 and Part 2. You know, open-minded. It's a two-parter. So we could just use one bear to kind of cross that bridge. All right. Jess literally says, what do you call top no pants? And Schmidt says, like a Winnie the Pooh or a Paddington. I guess pretty much any kind of bear, except for Yogi, because that's naked with a tie. That's at 24 seconds in. Your job is done. Sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of that episode. Episode 19, Secrets. This one's easy. Okay? At minute 9, Schmidt says, hey, what happened to your phone? And Nick goes, bears, family, magic. It just says bears, man. That's it. Boom. We're done. And if that's not good enough for you, at minute 13 and 32 seconds, Nick says, as his hookup hears another girl in his room, he goes, no, no, it's a bear. There's a magic bear in there. That's all it is, a magic bear. He basically just says bear for the entire episode. So I don't know what you want from me. That one, that's a lock. Okay, listen. Sometimes we all need a minute to take a little bit of a break, get in our comfort zone, eat some comfort food, have our comfort bear. And episode 20, 21, and 22, Normal Kids and Tomatoes, okay? We're all just going to get cozy and comfortable and stare at the bear on the fridge. Okay. We see it in all three episodes, right? So that's what we're doing. So bear with me on that, okay? Thank you. Episode 23, Backslide. Easy. Easy. So many bears. Nick on Caroline's new house. This is really nice. So grown up. And Caroline says, but where's all your stuff going to go? Where will the Grateful Dead bears dance? Minute 18 and 16 seconds. Minute 11 and 49 seconds. There's bears on the nurse's scrubs. Minute 19 and 13 seconds. The bear picture on the fridge. I know we just generously used that, but I'm just still saying it's in this episode. This is a berry bear episode. Forgive me for that one. I want to thank Kelly, who sent all of those in. She said, this email is mostly for Hannah. Oh, thank you, girl. Appreciate you. It's about the bears in the episodes. I agree. I think there's something funny and intentional with the bears. I've made it one of my objectives to find the bear in the episodes as I'm rewatching the shows. I rewatched from season 1, episode 15, through season 2, episode 15. Some episodes I've watched multiple times just to find the bear. I have good news and bad news. The good news is I found many bears. The bad news is they're not in every episode. And some I found because I think I just really wanted there to be a bear. Hold up. Is my name Kelly? Because I feel the same way, Kelly. Thank you for that. I feel supported and seen. Episode 24, the finale. See ya. There is a bear poster in Winston's room. Minute 3 and 20 seconds. Come on now, y'all. You can't now just say that this is just a coincidence. That's a bear in every episode, some way, somehow. I feel like we should play the clip from Liz Merriweather. She is the creator of the show. She knows the show inside and out. She had to green light every single script. She had to make sure that every word worked. We asked her point blank directly. And this is what she had to say.
Really quick, did you find a bear, Hannah? And Liz,
oh, yes,
is that a
I
real
have to
thing?
Ask you, Liz. Oh my gosh, I have to ask you. So every single episode, I've been doing Where's the Bear?
Where's the bear?
There is this big rumor going around. I know you know. saying that there is a bear intentionally put somehow in every single episode. And there are websites dedicated to it and Reddit threads. And I have hunted it. I will say about 65% of the time, there is some sneaky ass bear there. So you have to now address this here on the spot. Tell me, am I on a fool's errand? What's up with the bear?
I mean, look, it's never a fool's errand to look for a bear in every episode.
You're going
to
keep me hunting.
Yeah, no, I definitely wasn't intentional. I do think that bears are like very funny. I think it's a very funny word. And I think it, like, I just remember in the pilot, Damon being like, bears! And like that, just remember like that was like a really funny moment in the pilot. I hate to disappoint you. It definitely wasn't intentional, but I think that like subconsciously, ooh, there are probably like a million bears in the show because when you think something's funny or like a funny word, I think you just keep going for it.
You see that? She didn't say I was crazy. She said, kinda. And I'll take it. I'll take kinda. So we got a great email from Kelly about True American. So here's what she said. It's so fun to hear you play True American every week. In honor of my favorite bear hunt each week, I think it would be fun if you guys played a bear-themed game. Either real-life bear-themed trivia or bear-related media questions from TV shows and movies. Thanks so much for the laughs. I'll hear you next week, Kelly. Kelly, listen to me. That is my love language. Bear games, let's go. So I want to acknowledge this request, and I've talked to our fabulous producer, Joelle, and she is promising to craft a very specific bear-themed True American game in season 2. So stay tuned for that. So everyone, that is our show. And we are going to shut it down for the rest of the year and get some rest like a bear. You know, we're going to go hibernate for 1 minute. We'll be back in January with some exciting news. You will not believe what we are going to do. And of course, a full recap of season 2 with super exciting guests. If you miss us, of course, you can listen to all the episodes from this season of the podcast. If you want to rock us, you can go buy our merch. Always post and tag us because we will repost it. We love seeing you with our faces, on your body, on your mugs. You know. We will see you in 2023. So happy holidays, happy new year. Thank you so much for going on this incredible journey with us and with me, with the bears. We had so much fun rewatching New Girl with all of you. Love you. Bye.
You've been listening to Welcome to Our Show, a New Girl recap podcast. Welcome to Our Show is a production of iHeartRadio, hosted by Zooey Deschanel, Lamorne Morris, and Hannah Simone. Our executive producer is Joelle Monique. Our engineer and editor is Daniel Goodman. The Welcome to Our Show theme song was written by Zooey Deschanel, performed and produced by Zooey Deschanel and Pierre DeReeder. Follow us on Instagram at Welcome to Our Show Pod. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can email us at Welcome to Our Show Podcast @gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share far and wide. Thanks for listening. We'll hear you next week.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.